back in studio after a week in Pennsylvania. Great to be here with you. Hey, if you're interested in a new Ford F-150 Lightning, we've got some news. Hockey Canada and Nike part company. Paid or unpaid internships. We've got a problem. Housing issues continue, and one reason so many are priced out, we'll tell you about that. Speaking of housing, a new study about rent just came out. We've got the Wall Street Report and how about powering your home with your electric vehicle. Ready? Let's go with the Monday Report.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us here today. And by the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, the Ford Motor Company has slashed the price on its all-electric F-150 Lightning. The company says the pickup price is being lowered by thousands of dollars across the board due to increased plant capacity, falling costs for battery raw materials, and internal efforts to scale production. The price cuts across the Lightning line, some as deep as $10,000, appeared to be seen on Wall Street as more evidence of a coming price war among electrical vehicle makers. Oh, by the way, the price? Under $50,000. Hockey fans in Canada will no longer be hit with promotions sponsored by Nike. The Associated Press is reporting that Nike has permanently ended its sponsor partnership with Hockey Canada. The sports apparel giant was one of several major partners that paused its relationship with Canada's governing hockey body last year due to heavy criticism of Hockey Canada's handling of sexual assault allegations and settlement payouts. Nike's decision comes almost 2 weeks after the equipment brand Bauer reinstated its partnership with Hockey Canada. Why? Well, that followed the hiring of former Curling Canada CEO Catherine Henderson as Hockey Canada president and CEO. But Nike, apparently, is not convinced. As long as we're talking about equity, women who are doing internships are more likely not to receive a paid gig than their male counterparts. Bloomberg is reporting that women are overwhelmingly overrepresented in unpaid internships, which lowers the floor for their pay even before they start working. Among graduates of four-year colleges and universities last year, two-thirds of the men landed pay internships compared to less than half of the women, although 70% of the graduates were female. While many consider internships a rite of passage to networking opportunities and eventually high-paying employment, those that are unpaid tend to lead to less secure job prospects. Paid interns were more likely to receive higher starting salaries, which partially explains why men earn about $11,000 more than women in their first year out of college. Well, Wall Street had a pretty good day, and I'll share those numbers for you in just a bit, along with what really drove the day on Wall Street. Well, there continues to be a housing crisis in the U.S., and it's one that's impacted many middle-class families. According to the National Association of Realtors, the market is short almost 320,000 home listings that are valued up to $256,000, which, by the way, is considered affordable pricing for middle-income buyers of households who earn up to $75,000 a year. Take into consideration that the median home sale price today is just over $426,000. It's a big difference. Not only is housing getting more expensive, interest rates are at near record highs, pegged today at 6.96%. The combination of high prices and mortgage rates have made housing increasingly unaffordable for the typical American. Middle-income buyers can now afford to buy less than a quarter of the listings compared to 5 years ago when they could take a swing at about half of all available homes, all that, according to the National Association of Realtors. So, what's to be done? Experts say it's necessary to increase inventory in order to bring down home prices. However, existing homeowners are not about to trade a 3% mortgage rate for a 6.5% rate, so they stay put. So the issue is to build more housing. And reports are from the field that's exactly what's going on in many parts of the nation. However, it's all going to take time. And perhaps during that time, interest rates will slide a bit. We shall see. In yet more housing news, rents are returning to pre-pandemic levels, and a new Harvard study says that Americans spend up to 50% of their income on rent due to high housing costs. The State of the Nation's Housing 2023 report from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies reveals an unprecedented increase in the number of American renters allocating at least one-third of their income toward rent payments. Currently, 21.6 million households spend over 30% of their pre-tax earnings on rental fees. The study, conducted by Harvard, also highlights that certain renters are going as far as spending up to 50% of their income on apartments. So the driving factor of higher rents? Luxury apartments. Over the past two decades, the construction of high-priced apartments, referred to as Class A, has outpaced the construction of affordable housing. Last year, more than half of rental construction projects were luxury apartments, compared to just 34% back in the year 2000. This shift towards higher-cost rental units has been observed through Q1 of this year, according to data from Moody's Analytics. Recent years have witnessed historically low rental vacancy rates, indicating a scarcity of affordable housing options. While the vacancy rate experienced a slight improvement at the start of this year, rising to 6.4% from the record low of 5.2% of late last year, it still falls significantly short of the recommended healthy rate of approximately 7-8%. This data highlights the ongoing challenge of finding affordable housing solutions for individuals and families in the country. And a programming note, I should have started this at the outset. I have the mother of all colds, C-O-L-D-S. Caught it while I was in Pennsylvania, in and out of air conditioning, and it was that kind of a week. Anyway, so I apologize for the quality of the voice today. All right? Wall Street ended green today with the Dow gaining 76 points to close at 34,585, while the NASDAQ was up by 131 points to end the day at 14,244, and the S&P 500 picked up 17 points to finish the session at 4522. It was the highest close for the S&P and NASDAQ in the past 15 months, while the Dow notched a sixth straight day of wins. The day started out choppy as data from China indicated that nation is seeing its GDP shrink to a gain of just 0.8%, much lower than the first quarter gain of 2.2%. As the session wore on, however, stock investors chose to focus on the brighter side of U.S. prospects while holding out hope that China's softer data may translate into more stimulus from Beijing. The next couple of days are stuffed with potential market catalysts. More earnings reports will come at a brisk pace this week, with updates from the likes of Tesla, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Netflix, and Bank of America. On the economic calendar, Tuesday's U.S. retail sales will provide more color about the behavior of the vitally important consumer. And finally, there is this, and this is about your home being run by your vehicle. Those EVs may do more than save owners money on gas and reduce planet warming emissions. The cars can provide backup power to homes in an outage. While only a few models are currently equipped to send electricity to homes and even grids, car makers like Ford and Tesla say more are on the way. Energy executives, too, say that equipment needed to hook up a car to power systems will improve the likelihood of power becoming cheaper. Ultimately, EVs could replace generators or home solar and battery systems in the fight against outages caused by, climate change. Now you know. And that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for putting up with me. For all of us that do this each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.